and welcome back to my show. In this episode, I have a really special guest with me today. Her name is Lindsay Liebro. She's an amazing singer-songwriter, and today she's going to share her story with us today. Hi, Lindsay. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking all the time. Please introduce yourself and maybe sing a few lines of your latest song or any of your favorite songs that you've written.
Yeah, so my name is Lindsay Liebro. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I'm currently in music school in Nashville, which is super cool. I'm a sophomore right now, and I've just been in the studio a lot, and I'm so excited to, you know, be working on new music. And you heard it here first, but I do have a single coming out in the next few weeks, so keep an eye out for an announcement. But I'm super excited about that. And yeah, I've been writing songs since I was like 7 years old. And it's just something that I've always had a passion for. And I'm so like honored that people like to hear the things that I have to say and like my experiences. So that's really awesome that, you know, I'm only 19 and I have people already that care.
Yeah, I mean, like, your story itself is sound amazing, starting to songwrite at 7, like, so yeah, could you please, like, maybe sing a few lines to kind of, like, you know?
Yeah, so I'm gonna sing a little snippet of my new song that I have coming out. It's called I Wrote This Song, and there's some snippets on TikTok if you want to check those out, but this is one of my favorite lines of the song. It goes, I know I shouldn't have listened when you said I was your favorite, but I did.
That's so pretty. I mean, just the song name itself, I wrote this song, like, yeah. By the way, guys, if you are confused by what I just said, her song's name is I Wrote the Song. I did not write
yes.
the song. I mean, I have written a song, but that's another story for another episode. So yeah, that's a very creative title. I mean, it's wordplay because you write a song and the song's name is I Write a Song. So that's a very clever name. I love the title. So these titles, like, what inspires you? Like, what is the story behind the name of this song?
Yeah, so I wrote this song when I was 16 years old. I was a junior in high school. And it was just kind of about feeling like there's nothing that you can say to a person to make them listen to you. And so I wrote a song. that's pretty much the whole hook.
I mean, that's like, just anything, right? It's just you need to kind of have like a spark, any spark. It could even just be someone eating mangoes. Like, I know there's a song that I heard recently where it's just a person singing about how they love mangoes and fruit and vegetables. And it's actually
a
pop song. It's not just like a nursery rhyme or something. It's like a legit song. And I was like, this is really good. Like, people just find something to write about. And I feel like that's the power of music, right? For your song's literally called I Wrote a Song. And like, you know, people just like, there's Cranberries, right? I think Cranberries is the band's name, but you know, like, the songs like just about literally everything. Like, I recently interviewed someone named Carson Gacy. She wrote a song about her bed. And so I feel it's just a matter of like, you know, what you find interesting, what kind of like creates like a spark. And I think it's just a what if question. Like, what if I write a song about this thing? Or what if this happens and then this happens, you know? So that brings me to my next question. What's the key to songwriting for you? Like, what process do you go through for each song? Are they different, or do you just kind of just go through the same process?
A lot of the time I just end up feeling like I just need to sing about whatever is going on in my life, and I pick up my guitar and I just like start playing chords, and then whatever lyrics come out of my mouth first is usually what I go with. And I just like start coming up with melodies. That's usually how I write songs. sometimes I get really inspired by movies or shows or books. I wrote a song the other day about When Harry Met Sally, and I wrote a song about that. And I just think it's so fun to take inspiration from other things. And I think you can't create art in a vacuum. I think you do have to go out and live your life and consume other media in order to become a better songwriter. Because I don't think I would be half the songwriter that I am today if I didn't have all of these influences in my life.
I mean, I love the thing you just said, you know, like about not living in a vacuum. Because, like, again, like, vacuum, just in the word itself, is just something that sucks things into its, like, you know, compartment. And I think that creative is such as, like, it's like a big ball. You could just think of it like that. And it's like a big ball that everyone has. It just takes, like, different methods to kind of cultivate it and make it grow. And I think that as artists or as singers or musicians or any sort of creative aspect, you kind of just start growing from a tiny bit to a lot. So it's just a matter of like growth. And I love how you said that each song is just based on whatever you want to sing. Whatever words come out is what you sing. And I think that's the same for me, actually. For me as well, I don't really have a particular title. I know what I'm going to write as in like just a line. Like for me, I kind of just, I don't know. I sing something random and I'm like, okay. And then I try to sing it again. It doesn't happen. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to start writing the song like that. And then I just come up with a title like that. So basically for me, music comes before the lyrics. I listen to the music and then random music and write my lyrics based on that. And then my lyrics are given its own unique view. So how do you go about this process? For you, does music come before or do you write the song first?
I feel like for me, it almost comes simultaneously. A lot of the time I'm using like the same chord progression. So I guess kind of the music comes first, since I usually start with chords on my guitar and then I write the lyrics. But I feel like the melody wise, the lyrics and the melody kind of come together at the same time.
That's interesting. I think it's just like, again, it's just a unique process. I think everyone has a different one. For you, music comes before. For some people, it comes together. Some people do the writing first. And I think it's just like, as long as you have a good product and you're proud of what you're doing, I think that's all that matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think, you know, again, that main thing is that, you know, if you're proud of it, you don't have to worry about like, sure, like if you're a professional singer, like how you are and you're putting up songs on Spotify and things, you obviously want to look at what listeners want to listen to, but you don't want to make the main focus about what the listeners want versus what you want. So in the end, you are the one writing the song, putting out weeks and months of effort into that one song, album, EP, whatever it is. Because I know often, even for me, like I don't put songs on Spotify yet, I'm putting it on SoundCloud. But even for me, sometimes I often think about what people want to hear versus what I want to sing. So I've scrapped many songs because of that, because I'm like, I don't want to write something about this. I've never understood this. Like, I'm not writing about love, never experienced like typical love, or like, you know, not wanting to write about stereotypical topics, like, you know, that every girl wants to hear. So I kind of write more about like friendship, family, those things that you may not hear a lot from mainstream artists or even just any artist, you know. So I think it's just important to kind of diversify our viewpoints and kind of think more on the perspective of what we want to write as a singer or a songwriter versus what other people want.
Absolutely.
So my next question for you, this is a kind of fun one. The last two are actually quite fun. I noticed that you were wearing a Taylor Swift shirt. So what era do you think you are in right now?
Ooh, that's such a good question. What era am I in right now? I feel like I'm either in Evermore or Midnights.
I mean, so, yeah, you totally give me the vibes, you know. Midnight is very dancey pop kind. Also has one or two tracks that, you know, have few like explicit lyrics, but I mean like those are like strong, like, you know, even without, like, I listen to clean versions, totally epic either way. Those of you who do not understand what eras are, although I don't know why you would not know what these are, because Taylor Swift is just so mainstream and like so like out of the world. Like, if you have not, I'm not shaming you guys or anything, just putting that out there. Eras are basically each of songs, so each album is an era. Like, she has a Red era, Lover era, Evermore era. Lindsay, you can kind of like explain more. I know you're a bigger Taylor Swift stan.
Yeah, the eras are pretty much just like each of her albums have a certain energy and vibe and aesthetic to them. And I think each of us can sort of identify with a few of them that really sort of resonate with us. I think I've seen a lot of, I've seen some TikToks that are like, what's your, it's like comparing the eras to like astrology. And it's like, what's your era, sun, moon, and rising? I feel like for me, I'm a folklore sun. Maybe like a speak now rising.
Oh my god.
And maybe a midnight's moon. I don't know. I feel like somebody else could better analyze that.
Yeah, I mean, you say midnight moon, it kind of makes me think of midnight rain, you know? The song.
Mm-hmm. The song, absolutely.
Everyone out there listening to this episode right now, not only do you guys check out Lindsay's music, do check out Taylor Swift's music too if you haven't listened to it. I mean, come on guys, you know, pull out your Spotify, pull out your Apple Music, whatever you do to listen to music, and listen to both of them right now. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for being on the show with me today.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it is my pleasure to host you. You're a wonderful person, and I wish you best of the luck on your music and your latest and your newest releases coming along.
Thank you. I wish you the best.
Thank you. Have a great day.